we started the show with something different.
Something else.
Ah, man. I messed up the point.
That was something else.
That was something else by the Starfires.
Starfires on the Romco label out of...
Out of, and now here it comes, the big story of the day.
Waxahatchee, Texas.
That's how people talk.
That's where I come from. Well, I wasn't born there, but I did grow up there most of my life. That's the place where
You grew up there most of your life.
Well, I grew up and I spent most of my life there besides here, actually. I think I spent now... Yeah, anyway. I found this record... On the record group that I have on Facebook, and I saw Waxahatchee, Texas is where it was made, this record. So I'm like, what? I have to have that.
Sure. And it's funny that you even saw this on like tons of label shots everywhere, and you were like, it says Waxahatchee, Texas.
It's my hometown, is where I grew up. Yeah. When I grew up there, I wasn't the biggest fan of living there as a kid, but I'm really happy I grew up there, and I have a lot of respect for the town and the experiences I had, whether they're good or bad. Yeah. I was one of we were kind of freak family to say the least.
Obviously.
My mom owned a health food store, and I was a little punk rock kid, so didn't fit in much there. We're a satanic family, I think, what most people thought. But anyway,
what did people think about this crazy band that played a surf record?
Yeah, but this one's called Something Else, since we never really do instrumentals to start with.
We started with an instrumental once before, I thought. Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, that's on, if anybody is wondering, the Starfires, I looked this up on the internet, and there are about like 1,000 bands called the Starfires. These are not the Starfires of... the other songs and the other bands that recorded as the Starfires. There was one, they made Linda, I think there was a California band. I don't think it's the same guys playing here, but it's a pretty good surf record. The other side we played too. But before that, we're going to tell you more about...
Waxahatchee, Texas!
What do you say? Celebrities from Waxahatchee, Texas. And one of them is a guy you all know, and he grew up there. And his name is... let's call him the Blonde Bomber, a.k.a. Commonwealth Jones, a.k.a. What other names do you... I think he had countless names. Ronnie D.
Yeah, Ronnie D.
And now you know who Ronald. It is. It is Ronnie Dawson, of course. And he later made a recording... Not sure what time that I think that's 59 as Commonwealth Jones. Jump and Run on Banner. That's one of his rarer 45s. We don't have that. That's why I play them. What? Look at me like you got to say something.
I was going to say, actually, I went back to Waxahatchee, to my home turf, about 3 years ago, just to kind of reminisce. And I also had heard that there was they started putting stars in front of this old theater in downtown Waxahatchee, where I spent most of my time growing up. And it's the Ronnie Dawson star. So I was like, I never wanted to have my picture taken with a celebrity star, especially not in Hollywood. But this is in Waxahatchee. Laid down and took a picture with the Ronnie Dawson star. And yeah, that was really cool to go back there to see the old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
And the history of, and yeah, I wanted to play Action Packed from Ronnie Dawson, which everyone
knows. But that's a 45 that's waiting for you.
And I have this waiting for me at my sister's house in Dallas, which I don't know when I can pick up until all this madness is over. So I don't want to play it on an LP.
I have the same problem too with many 45s because I can't really afford, you know, I find a 45 somewhere in the US and I don't get it shipped here. It's just too expensive and also dangerous. We heard of records that are forgotten in shipping containers for months and... arrived destroyed, and that's why we thought, okay, let's just
be safe
and keep them all there. And that's why I'm pretty much running out of records to play, because there's a pile of stuff waiting for me in the US.
I'm glad my sister bought a new house with a bigger room for me to store my records that is shipped there.
That's why she bought a house, I guess.
I think so. anyway,
that was the Starfires on Romco from Waxahatchee, and here is Commonwealth Jones, Jump and Run. I don't know where that label's from, somewhere Dallas area too. Here we go.
Jumping on, jumping on, 'cause her daddy's got a big Let me take you, baby, 'cause I love you so, oh baby. Everywhere that I go, let me take you with me. Everywhere that I go, let me take you, baby. When I'm on the go, let me take you to the drags and to the drive-in show. Oh, baby, everywhere that I go, let me take you with me. Everywhere that I go.
Actually a pretty good double-sider, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it. That you was actually that was the other side of the Waxahachie Ramco.
Starfires.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere I go, yeah. That's what it says. Well, man, you just bought that for the... Oh, look, it's from Waxahachie.
I had no idea what it sounded like.
It's a pretty good record.
I just had to have it. I was like, come on. We did find another, like two or other pressings with the same
label.
There
was one other 45.
There was two different ones. Different, yeah. But they're both really cheap, like a buck or two or something like this. But in the US. And I'm like, I can't find any samples to see what they sounded like. And I'm like, you know what? One
I found on the internet, it was like pretty boring 60s country. Not bad, but it's kind of okay. And this is nice.
I like this one.
Almost, R&B, garagey thing. Pretty good.
I actually got it from a guy in Hamburg. And actually, I paid for it, ordered it, and the got them less than 24 hours. Yes, it was in my mailbox. I was like, that's insane. So especially with these times, with the mails being delayed. Not this time.
So for all of you guys who are... we're kind of bragging here for all of you guys who are like, I'm waiting for my record for 3 months now, and it's probably, well, I will never see it. Yeah, 24 hours from, hey, I take it. Oh, it's in the mail. Crazy. Yeah, Leipzig. By the way, we're speaking of Waxahachie here. But we are actually, did we ever say that? Yeah, we're broadcasting from Leipzig.
This is Golly Gosh OG.
Yes. Hello, by the way. That's us again, if you don't know. Golly Gosh OG, episode number...
I don't even know. Number eight, I think, maybe?
Nine, I think it's... Oh. I don't know. 8 or 9. And already from Leipzig count. In Germany. That's, in Konowitz.
Yeah, and another Ronnie Dawson fact that I was thinking of was... Him and Jerry Lee Lewis went to the same school. I don't think they did at the same time, but they went to the same Bible school in Waxahachie.
Yeah, there was some Christian school there. Still exists.
Ronnie Dawson got kicked out for smoking.
And Jerry Lee got kicked out for playing a boogie-woogie version of some Christian gospel. And
They were both kind of forced to be into this like religious school to learn music and stuff, and they both didn't. They were both rebels.
Yeah. I'm not sure how deeply religious they were. I mean, when you listen to them, you think of anything but religion. But I mean, let's play some Jerry Lee afterwards. But before, I found a 45, because now that I for the first time ever heard this other side of the Starfires, I thought, man, it's just a ripoff of Don't You Love Me by Jay Swann, or made probably many other blues records that sounded just like that with the same riff. And that's why I thought, hey, how about some classic R&B here. You Don't Love Me, J Swan.
Your cat?
No, no.
Look at this cat.
No, no.
Well, what about this?
No, no, no.
Well, is this your cat?
No.
Well, is this your cat?
No. My pussy has no stripes. Besides, it ain't never smelled like that. Call my cat, boys. Call my pussy.
Here, pussy, 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 pussy. Where can you be? Here, pussy, 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 pussy. Come back to me. Here, pussy, 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 pussy. Where do you roam?
Come home.
Oh, and there it ended, and we didn't turn it off.
That was an LP.
Mm-hmm.
Light Crust Doughboys.
And why do we play the Light Crust Doughboys?
Because they're also from Texas.
And
Barney Dawson actually went on tour with them once or twice.
I don't even know. Did he play guitar?
Okay.
Because Barney Dawson, I think he played drums, he played guitar.
He just in the studio drumming for certain artists. I forget the names.
Yeah, I think he was on Poppy Sessions. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, that was my ending of Waxahachie, Ronnie Dawson stories, because I don't have much else to say.
The only thing,
and I'm waiting for Action Pack, so we'll do another.
We'll do another, yeah.
In the year when I get my records.
That's right. I'm gonna stay sort of in Waxahachie by playing you, as promised, some Jerry Lee. As I mentioned before, Jerry Lee Lewis. I mean, yeah, of course, he was great. He was a great piano player, he was a great performer, but I'm not sure if we would have become friends and personal, because, yeah, you know, Jerry Lee, that's how he is. But I'm playing you something on a 45 that looks kind of ugly and kind of funny. I don't even know where I have this from, but I don't know in which junk box that was. There is a picture disc, a 45 picture disc with him sitting on a piano with a cigar in his mouth. This is like really over the top, just Jerry Lee as you would expect. And on the flip side, there's a song called Hillbilly Music, which is barely ever played. It's one of his Sun recordings, not an original 45, but I don't know. That's a song that's barely ever been played anywhere. And I thought, hey, come on, let's just do this.
Before we play this, though, I forgot to mention. What Waxahachie means.
What is it? Where the bull...
The buffalo poop. We usually use where the S roaming word, but this is what I learned as a kid. This is where the buffalo then I talked to somebody later on in life, like, that is not what it means. Some, you know, Waxahachie.
Some real historian really who actually knows what it's all about.
It means where the buffalo roam. I'm like, well, exactly. They're roaming, they're pooping. Anyway, that was my... I'm not even sure if it... I haven't ever looked... I should look it up, I guess, to see what it actually really means. That's just my own personal stories and rumors. Yes. So.
Okay. Yeah,
anyway,
that's so
that's
far.
That's the end.
Galigash LG and the very private personal story of pooping and... yes. Here we go, Jerry Lewis. Hillbilly Music. It's a rockabilly tune. It's called Hillbilly Music. It's pretty cool.
In the southwest section of Alabama, a town called Carrollton holds a strange phenomena. It goes like this. There's been a many story told to me in the past about the ghost of Henry Wells or the face up in the glass. The place is Alabama and Carrollton is the town. They say in 1876 he burned the courthouse down. The Civil War was over, Reconstruction had begun. But for this fella, Henry Wells, the battle wasn't won. A crime of burning down a courthouse, he had others on his hands. They say he robbed, he raped, he killed, he was a desperate, wanted man. They caught him 2 years later, the year of 1878. They brought him back all shot up from trying to make escape. They brought him back to Carrollton and they put him there in jail. For him he knew there was no hope, no one to go his bail. He swore up to the very last he was an innocent man. If I hang for crimes I didn't do, the God would play his hand. I'm here to say my dying day, you men and all your wives, my face will be before you in this town the rest of your life. They hid him in the attic so that he could not be found, as an angry mob of people gathered fiercely on the ground. As Henry looked out of the window at the mad mob on the street, with a fear of death approaching, his fate he soon would meet. The time was early evening and the skies they turned so black. It started into raining and the lightning flashed so bright. A stroke of lightning hit the glass where Henry stood so lame. It left the image of his face embedded in the pane. It's been 100 years now, but the face is still the same. It's been even scrubbed with acid, but the face is still the same. Some folks say they've took the glass out and put another one in, and it's still the same as it was before, it comes right back again. They say seeing is believing, so I went not long ago. I listened as Judge Harris told a legend days of old. As he told the story of Henry Wells, his eyes they filled with tears. No one can explain the face up there, but it's been here 100 years.
Wow.
That probably, that sounds like a true story. It's pretty good. It started kind of cheesy, and I thought, man, this is pretty good.
It's really, yeah, maybe it goes out to all these innocent people out there who are,
guess
have actually
alive.
Died on death row. Innocent. Many people have, I guess. And I don't, yeah, that's a chiller.
Is that something to look up on the internet, like the story of who?
Story of Henry Wells.
Henry Wells.
And this is Slim O'Mary. Yeah, Slim O'Mary.
Interesting.
H and K.
I could imagine that's a true case that's been happening.
Yeah,
recently.
I got this one just recently, and not expecting such. The other side is what I got it for, I think.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
This is yeah. This side is haunting.
I love getting records that you buy for one side, and then you think like, oh man, let's turn this thing around. It's even better.
And this one I'm playing because the next record I play is My Holy Grail of the Day, which goes along because he's talking about the Casey Jones. And so if you haven't guessed, the next record is...
The Ghost of Casey Jones is making his engine whine.
Yeah, so this is why this goes together now. So.
You were pretty lucky with that record here.
Yeah, I was really lucky.
It's
not one of my favorites, but it's really, it's something, it's good. I like
the
it.
The value it goes for is not what I would have ever been willing to pay for that record.
Maybe one day I can sell it for a lot more than
expensive.
I found it for.
Yeah, we're not those kind of people who buy records and try to sell them more expensive. When
no,
we
no.
buy a record, it'll always stay in the box, but this was rather cheap and we've
if
seen
I
people...
Need, if I need to pay my rent one day and need
yes,
to, I might
yeah,
could sell
yeah,
this record.
Yeah.
That's what you could say, actually. Actually, it's more than my rent. It's a lot more than my rent.
A lot more.
I could pay for half a year of rent.
Yes.
Yeah. But I didn't pay that much. So
Rod Morris, The Ghost of Casey Jones. I would love to see an Alabama Jailhouse. I would probably spend some money for it. But Ghost of Casey Jones seems to be the more valuable record.
So we're going to spin it.
Let's spin it. It's not my record. Yes, it's Gabba's record. The Holy Grail of the day. Congratulations to you, The Ghost of Casey Jones, Rod Morris.
Well, here's a little story about an engineer. Take a little time, lend me an ear. He used to make the freight train the moan and groan, talking about the ghost of Casey Jones, a moaning and a groaning, rolling it down the line. The old ghost of Casey Jones is making his engine whine. Well, the hobo at the crossing says, well, I don't know, I thought I heard a whistle blow. So devil looking with a gleam in my eye, never saw the train when it rolled by. The ghost of Casey Jones is moving it down the line. Old ghost of Casey Jones making that engine whine. With a clickety-clack, smoke a roller from an old smokestack. Lay back down and take a life at ease. The ghost of Casey Jones is a fan in the breeze, hovin' and above-in', moldin' it down the line. Oh, the ghost of Casey Jones is making his engine whine. Lay down, brother, take your heart at ease. The ghost of Casey Jones is a fan in the breeze, a huffin' and a puffin', he's a moaning down the line. It's old Casey Jones making his engine whine. Oh, Casey, that old ghost of Casey Jones.
When my baby loves me, when my baby hugs me, when my baby holds me tight, man, I'm in level and I'm in heaven when my baby loves me right. Well, she's not short, brother, she's not tall, 'cause man, she's just about right. But she's my rock, baby, and I don't mean maybe, she'll do it up right tonight. Well, my rock bumping me, wanna see you shake it. Well, my rock bumping me, it's not great. Well, y'all see her rock, she don't move from her spot, but she pops all over the place. When we go out for a night on the town, we don't ever fool around. Start bopping, all the other cats stopping, they just start standing around. When we get going, it ain't no slowing it, we just have a ball. I'm putting you wise, my baby ain't got eyes for any other guys at all. Well, she's not short, brother, she's not tall, 'cause man, she's just about right. Well, she's my rock, bopping baby, and I don't mean maybe, she'll do it.
it up right tonight.
Edwin Bruce, or as Edwin, what does it say, Edwin or Ed Bruce?
Edwin.
Edwin.
What a name. That'd be, I would hate to have that name as a kid.
What? Why? Edwin?
Hey, Edwin, get over here. I don't know
Edwin?
Why.
Is that a bad name? I don't know.
I don't know.
I think we called it as Edwin Bruce and as Ed Bruce. I like that. Classic, Sun Classic, Rob Bottom Baby. I'm not sure if I prefer his version or the Collins' kids. If you think like you're listening to some German guy with a horrible German accent who's lacking vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation, then you're absolutely right. That's me.
Don't go to grammar and pronunciation. Anyway. Who's this we? You got a mouse in your pocket? We were both there when we heard this.
Yes. There is an unissued take. Next to this 45 of Ed Bruce, we have a Sun... A compilation of Edwin Bruce's, what is it called? Rock and Roll and Edwin Bruce. No, one of the... Rock Bop and Baby, yeah, of course. Yeah, by the way, that was the title of the song we just heard. Yeah. And there is an unissued Sun recording of him doing... Man, what's the title again? What's...
Eight-Wheel Driver.
And it's pretty great.
We heard this on a YouTube playlist.
What is that?
It's only available on an LP.
I'm really fascinated by... record companies doing some recordings that are absolutely fantastic and they decide to not put it out. I mean, we all know that there are horrible 45s in this world that have been recorded. They are total crap, even if they are just train wrecks.
Reissued.
and they put them out. And then there are things happening with great records. Like, what a good Sun example for unissued things is Carl Perkins' Her Love Robbed Off. I mean, what a monster. They didn't put it out, but I guess it's obvious why. I don't know why they put this one out. 8-Wheel Driver, Edwin Bruce. It's pretty great. Let's listen to it.
8-Wheel Driver, big old engine made of steel. 8-Wheel Driver, got a big driving wheels. When I was young, I used to wander down to the railroad yard. I'd listen to the tales the engineers told, and I never would get tired. Tell me about old Casey Jones and the big eight-wheel hero. I never grew tired of hearing about him or the glory road he holds. Since then it's been a many a year, but still I hear those tales. I've been now 16 years of riding these shiny rails. Got my own big eight-wheel driver, I'm riding for the IC. When I get in that cab, I'm in one world with just my train and me. One night I just hauled out of Memphis, dragging a mighty big load. I could tell that something was off around by the way those drivers rode. Then I heard a whistle scream, but it sounded far away. Thought it must have been a dream, I was on the schedule that way. Out in the darkness of the night, I saw the ghost train's light. And I knew old Casey's ghost was right there by my side. Then I heard him say to me, there ain't no bridge ahead. If you don't follow back your big eight-wheeler, boy, you'll soon be dead. Now God gives you a guardian angel to close by his side. And old Casey must be mine, or else that night I would have died. When my railroading days are over and I go to my new home, I'll find Casey up there driving his big eight-wheeler home. Eight-wheel driver, big old engine made of steel. Eight-wheel driver, got a big driving wheel. Eight-wheel driver, keep on rolling along. Eight-wheel driver, come on and carry me.
Mr. Phillips, you made a mistake when you said this is going to stay in the archives. Let's go on.
Some folks tell a story how the snow came falling down. I've never known the night so cold as an old Petoskey town. Windswept streets are barren as the north wind winds its way. They say an old Petoskey, it's cold up to this day. The only place that's open is the bar on Mitchell Street. Gonna try a little alcohol to give my blood some heat. They say the nights are lonely. Well, it's the cold that gets me down. I've never known the place on earth like old Petoskey town. Some night when death comes knocking and he beckons with his hand, I hope he takes me far away to a warmer, warmer land. Some folks tell a story how the snow came falling down. I've never known the night so cold as an old Petoskey town.
Oh, oh yeah. What was that?
That was
great.
Another Texas label, San Antonio.
The label's called Wildcat. The record was wild, but it was great.
San Antonio, Texas. Petoskey Town.
What's the guy's name?
Harry Charles. He has
Harry
two
Charles.
First
Sounds
names.
Sounds like a poet's name.
Or two last names. You can look at that.
Charles Harry. Pretty good.
Yeah, I really like that. It's really slow, but man, is it dramatic.
That's the right word, dramatic.
And actually, when we played the 8 Wills driver, I really
And again,
also
there was
Casey Jones.
Somebody, there's a challenge for you. Okay, for all you five people who are listening, there's a challenge for you. Collect all records that mention Casey Jones. probably it's impossible to count. We didn't even know that an 8 Wheel driver
didn't pay that much attention, I guess, actually. The perfect coincidence.
What a legend. I play a record for you now, and I'm almost ashamed. It's almost awkward. sometimes I'm stressed and, look, there's a record for sale, and it's pretty good, it's great. Buy. Okay, click, buy, sell, and enter the address, and here it comes. And I guess I bought this one. I have no idea what it is. It came with a mail yesterday.
Just now, yeah.
Lee Elliott. It's on Dot. It's a, I don't know, Cheaters Never Win is one side, the other side's title. I even forgot. I have no idea what it is, and I didn't even bother. I'm going to just play
this. This is the bad side.
I'm going to stop it. And okay, there must be a reason I bought this record. And I'm really ashamed normally when I buy records. Like, yes, I've been finding out everything about it. And it's I really want to know the background to everything. And somehow I completely forgot what this is. I have no idea.
Let's find out all together.
Let's see what this is. This is a site called Cheaters Never Win. Maybe crap, maybe good. I don't know.
You see? said you were sorry, you said you were blue. You said you'd be good, dear, that your running around was through.
I'm underwhelmed. I am underwhelmed.
I hope the other side's good, otherwise you made a mistake.
That is not the side I bought it for. Pretty poppy voice. I don't know. Let's see what this side is like. There must be a reason I bought it. So let's see. The other side's called Headed for Heartache. Does it sound familiar? I don't know.
One, yeah.
Lee Elliott, Headed for Heartache. Let's see if that's good.
Down the road of love, our towns, large and small, and they all have names to be seen by all. There's one called Lonely, there's one called Heartbreak, there's another called Sorrow, and one called Heartache. Well, I met you in Lonely, you left me in Heartbreak. Now I'm passing through Sorrow and heading for Heartache. These towns are so cold, and this road is so cruel. I'm heading for heartache, and I'm just a fool.
Heartache,
down the road of love, signs meet your eyes. They all say go back, or your heart will cry. They are all warnings written in white and black, but no one reads them, no one ever comes back. Well, I met you in Lonely, you left me in Heartbreak. Now I'm passing towns are so cold, and this road is so cruel. I'm heading for heartache, and I'm just a fool.
I mean, I love those accidents. These two songs we just played go together absolutely perfect, and I had no idea what I was about to play.
Cold, dramatic towns.
Yes. Great. A bit poppy vocals, not necessarily a voice I would fall in love with, but great song, and goes together perfect with Petoskey Town. Good. An accidentally good set. We're not known for good sets, but this was one. What do you play?
Echo, please.
Wait, oh, where's the echo button? Echo button? No, it doesn't work.
It never works.
Yes.
Satan's suitcase.
Oh, Satan's suitcase. That's cute. Who is that on the Z label?
I have a couple of devil Satan's records I want to play. They were requested, actually, by Satan himself on our website.
You said
website.
That last show already. Yes, yes. So. Satan likes our show. Is that...
He requested more Satan's records, please.
Yes, we have no idea who Satan is, but he likes our records. And I know what you're going to play afterwards, and I'm mighty angry about that.
Satan, you just well get your suitcase and go, for I done said it and it do me no, you're not staying at my house anymore. When you first came by you said we could be friends, but Satan, this is where our friendship ends. You're not staying at my house anymore. Now it started up in heaven when you turned against the Lord. You were the cause of Eden, being guarded by the sword. You tempted Eve and she took an apple from the tree. Now here you are at my house, you're trying to get me, Satan. You just so well get your suitcase and go, for I done said it and it do me no. You're not staying at my house anymore. When you first came by, you said that we could be friends, but Satan, this is where our friendship ends. You're not staying at my house anymore. Came right into my house with a suitcase full of sin. I didn't even ask you, but you just slipped right in. Now here's your suitcase, Satan, and it's loaded up with sin. Satan, I'm a through, I'm a tired of you, so go back where you've been, Satan. Just well, get your suitcase and go, for I done said it and it do me no. You're not staying at my house anymore. When you first came by, you said that we could be friends, but ain't this where our friendship ends? You're not staying at my house anymore.
Pocket and holes in my old jeans. You know I love you, woman, but you're so unkind. I'd have better luck with a circus line. That's my reward, to be bound in captivity. Oh, the next door neighbor's dog gets better attention than me. I play it, Mr. Gibson. You rule my nights, you rule my days. Who started that rumor? They freed all the slaves. My reward, won't I never learn the score? You lead me round by the nose till my nose is getting sore. You bounce me around like a rubber ball. You're my judge and jury, I have no say at all. That's my reward, no relief in sight. Oh, I can't escape your power, though I try it with all my might.
Ah. Welcome to the Billy Wallace Show. I think we played Billy Wallace
almost
four times already.
I think.
Man, this is... probably I say this about most records I play. This is my favorite record. It's the greatest record in the world. I really love that. It's not incredibly rare, but I really like Billy Wallace, and especially That's My Award. You can tell he's a country artist who grew up listening to blues. And I don't know why, but I keep hearing this over and over again. And I can't stop loving this record. That's My Award. And I played this after the guy whose name I already forgot, Robert Zin.
Yeah, we didn't even announce who sings Satan's Suitcase. Robert Zem, Z-E-H-M.
On the Z label. Yes. And somehow, I don't think his voice was incredibly good, Robert Zem's voice. But
a cute song.
I think he kind of reminded me of this singing style. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to dig out this Billy Wallace. And I enjoyed that a lot. But what I'm going to enjoy much more.
No, you won't enjoy that.
I'm going to start to introduce this. And I'm pretty amazed by this. You all know Ray Scott. There were two Ray Scotts, by the way. I think there were probably hundreds of Ray Scotts. Two that recorded at the time. And the one you will, of course, now think of is the Bopin' Wigwam Willie guy. And You Drive Me Crazy was one of his records on Satellite. And he owned an only, he made an own label in the early 60s called RCT. And what I could find out on the internet was there were just a few releases on that label. And two were by him. And all of a sudden, on this big internet, there was a record by Ray Scott on RCT that had been listed anywhere. And it's fantastic.
It's more than fantastic.
And it's in front of us on the record player. Ray Scott record.
Well, I found out who was selling it, and I got a hold of the guy, and I was like, hey, would you mind making a clip? He's actually... he's
professional also, record dealer, good record dealer.
And he's like, no problem. And so he sent me a clip. I'm like, bye.
Yes.
And he was happy someone actually bought it too, because he was like, it's really great. I'm like, I can't find this anywhere. Like, maybe. I'm like wondering, it's like really lost and it's sad. But anyway, not lost anymore, since our five listeners will now hear it.
Yes. But I really like that. I think there is still so much more to discover in the world of obscure 45s.
Which is really amazing, because
It's on the internet, everybody can just look it up somewhere, and then you find a YouTube video or whatever, and you're like, oh yeah, I know this. Okay, heard it a million times.
And maybe people do know this. It's just like by...
Maybe it's... tell us.
Maybe we're the ones that are lacking in information.
Yes, that could be that we are actually completely ignorant. We like feedback to our show. We barely ever get one. I'm surprised we didn't get any feedback at all for the last show. We did a little motivation show for the current protests in the US. There was
maybe it's too,
I don't know,
nothing much to say. I guess
we didn't have much to say.
No, I'm saying the comments. Comment about this.
The one thing I wanted to say about the last show is what I heard it again. I never listened to our own shows, but I did this for the last show, and I kind of felt I listened to it. It may seem to you that here from the other end of the world, the middle of Germany, we look at this, you know, look at the US and think, man, it may have come across in the way that we are kind of like arrogant, like, hey, look, we live in our peaceful, happy bubble, and we laugh about other people by saying, this is the other end of the world where things just suck. No, that's not what I meant to say. We have the same crap here. There's racism here. There's all, the right wing is rising. So this is all the same everywhere.
All over the world.
Yeah, all over the world, no matter where you go.
They're coming out of the...
And I was listening
to bushes they've been hiding.
I was listening to myself on this show, and I might have sounded a little bit like arrogant, like, hey, come on, what's the matter with you guys down there? No, that's not what I wanted to say. That's I don't know.
For me, I always giggle. I mean, if you haven't noticed yet, I giggle after everything.
What, you giggle? You didn't giggle as much today, did you?
I giggle like after situations that are actually pretty important.
Not funny.
No, that's not funny. It's not. I'm laughing at the stupidity, I guess, and not like the situation.
Yeah, well, there are many occasions where stupidity is to be laughed about.
I'm going to clear up my Googles, I guess. Yeah.
But anyway, back to business. You are here because you're
towards the end of the show already. Oh no!
That's right. Where are we at? It's like I don't know. We have no official limit for the show.
Well,
but I figured that
we've had 2 weeks without a show because we went on a small vacation. So maybe we can do like another.
Let's do another
20 minutes long.
Let's talk about that. We were on vacation. We never do that. We work so much. We barely ever go on a vacation, and we were in the mountains here because Leipzig, the city we're at, there's no hills at all. It's completely flat. It's a bicycle friendly town, but we had a little vacation.
We got
in the mountains.
Trash hill.
What?
We got a trash hill.
Yes, we have. Yeah, that's funny. The only mountain here.
He just did quotations, so you didn't see that.
You didn't see me. Oh yeah, forgot that. we have a mountain here in that's like 5 minutes away from here, which is made, it's pretty much piled up from trash from World War II. All the houses that have been destroyed were just piled up there, and that's the only hill. It's not a mountain. It's just the only place in this
elevation
where you can actually go up and look down. And I kind of miss that, and that's why.
Well, besides the beautiful monument we have as well, you can go up there and look down. Anyway, yeah, anyway. It was a great vacation. It was nice to get it away.
It was 2 days, so
well, it was actually just 2-hour drive too. It's not very far.
It's not very far.
It's an escape from somewhat of reality, a little bit.
Yes, that was good.
Yeah.
And now here comes it's like
now it's lost its pizzazz.
It's lost its what?
Pizzazz. You introduced it, and then we like just went off on other topics.
No, I think all the people who listen to the show were like, "Why don't you play this thing? Like,
now come they just on, hate just us.
Push the play push button.
Push the button."
The devil got a hold on this heart of mine. The devil got a hold on this heart of mine when I fell in love with you. I thought you were an angel, but now I found that heaven's not close. Your eyes sparkle like a burning fire, but between my love and my desire, I'm so lost in you that now I'm fine. Well, the devil got a hold on this heart of mine. It seemed like Satan takes over my soul when you whisper it to my ear. You make me want to kiss and hold you close when you say what I want to hear. My love for you, it's a living thing, makes me want to shout and dance and sing. But I'm so lost in you that now I'm fine. Well, the devil's got a hold on this heart of mine. Well, the devil's got a hold on this heart of mine. Well, the devil's got a hold on this heart of mine.
Again, you've broken my heart. You've done it all along, right from the start. When you treat me this way, my tears begin. There you go, you've done it again. Will I finally give in? We make a new start. We build it again. Then you tear it apart. Well, it happens that way. Though you know it's a sin. And I bet you my heart that you do it again. I wonder why, when we're together, all I do is sit and cry. You've done it again. I feel it inside. Been a little too long since last I tried. But I really don't mind, or I wouldn't give in. There you go, you've done it again. I wonder why, when we're together, all I do is sit and cry. You've done it again.
I feel it inside. Been a little too long since last I cried, but I really don't mind, or I wouldn't give in. There you go, oh, 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 you've done it again. There you go, oh, 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 you've done it again. There you go, oh, 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 you've done it again.
You've heard about old Romeo, how he loved Juliet, but when it comes to making love, you ain't heard nothing yet. 'Cause when I take them in my arms, I sweep them off their feet, and when it comes to kissing girls, I'm mighty hard to beat. Now I'm not really bragging, I just can't tell a lie. If what I say is not the truth, I hope I up and die. 'Cause every time I kiss a girl, I do the job of need. For when it comes to making love, I'm mighty hard to beat. I've loved the girls in Paris, France, and down in Mexico. My charm is all the same, you see, no matter where I go. I love them all, the short and tall, the naughty and the sweet. It always winds up just the same, I'm mighty hard to beat. Now I'm not really bragging, I just can't tell a lie. If what I say is not the truth, I hope I up and die. 'Cause every time I kiss a girl, I do the job up neat. For when it comes to making love, I'm mighty hard to beat. Now if you're ever lonely, girls, be sure you call on me. I'll be right down to help you out, it's absolutely free. I'll take you in my arms and squeeze, you'll surely get a treat. And when it comes to hugging girls, I'm mighty hard to beat. Now I'm not really bragging, I just can't tell a lie. If what I say is not the truth, I hope I up and die. 'Cause every time I kiss a girl, I do the job of need. For when it comes to making love, I'm mighty hard to beat.
Just as I was about to cue up a record, this thing stops, the fiddling stopped.
Fiddly, fiddly, fiddly.
Who is that?
Hey, barn, dance, whatever that's what you always say.
Who is it?
He's not a big fan of my fiddling records.
Well, I am. A fiddle has a potential to get on my nerves.
That was Joe Cannonball Lewis.
Cannonball? He was a cannonball.
Joe,
imagine that.
Maybe he made big splashes in the water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mighty hard to beat. That's mm-hmm. the name of the MGM label.
Good. I thought, man, I didn't play any killers today. And I kind of gave up on looking for some, but I just have this I Can Tina Turner record here. And I don't actually remember what it was like. Let's just try it out. It worked before when I did my experiment with playing a record that I don't actually know what it is. Bought it someday. A letter from Tina. Yeah, I guess Ike got a letter from Tina saying, you beat me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we should probably end the show at some point, shouldn't we?
Never.
Before we played the show, I think you got a record today that was incredibly horrible. Shall we play this at the end?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe people will do what the record says.
What did the record say?
Suicide.
Oh, yeah, that was the title, exactly. This record is...
Because our show's over. They don't want it to end just like I don't.
Yes, yes. The record after that is kind of silly. But before...
Wait, it's already end?
Let's already end. But before that, I didn't even mention what I played before. I don't even remember what we played before this song. Before, because we played three in a row. Did you notice that? We played three songs in a row. It's like a professional playlist. Wait a second. Here it is. Yes, that's what I played. Annie and the Livewires. You've done it again on applause. Bo Diddley-ish Again, applause. Yeah. Yeah, like a little poppy, but they discovered the diddly beat and wasn't all that bad. And there was something else I wanted to mention about something we played before. Yes. No. What was it? Yes, something I always like to announce records, and I always, when I hear the record, I forgot what I actually wanted to announce about this J Swan record, You Don't Love Me. Did you hear those great screams in the breaks when the guys were like, yeah, whoa, go? It's really hard to even hear in the background, but it's really great. And that's something I forgot to mention after I played it, though nobody's interested in what I say. But
I'm sleeping. Oh, it's waking me up in your bed.
Oh, well, well. Okay, I say goodbye with Ike and Tina Turner on Sue. A letter from Tina.
On and Sue, and I'll finish with a suicide.
Oh, yeah. That was
Gully. This is really
record. This is an incredibly horrible record.
The Ivy 3.
Oh, that was, oh, that's a band name. Yeah. What's this label?
Shell.
Kind of weird looking label. We say goodbye. It was Gully Gush OG again with.
Oh,
who are you?
Me? I'm Highfalutin Mama from Waxahachie, Texas.
And I'm Mighty Mischka from Leipzig in Germany. And yeah, see you next time, I guess.
Ciao.
Ciao, ciao. Oh, yes. Oh, now I remember.
Thing.
Now here's the thing I wanted
Wake
to say.
Me up when he's
you if you haven't listened to the previous podcast we did, then listen to it again. One of the things that made me really smile because it was a spontaneous idea.
President.
The end of the show we played, he was a 5-star president, and I was cracking up when I heard
it.
The
one we have now is definitely not.
It is definitely not.
If you think he is, then don't comment anything. Just kill yourself.
Nope.
Do what this next record is going to say, yes. Suicide.
Yes. And after that, I forgot to mention, I had to somehow neutralize this 5-star president, and I played Ralph Neves and the Chancellor's Screams, of course. That is... I wish I had an original of that. It's pretty rare. If ever there was a wild record at this time, then it was that. There were many wild records in this world, but Ralph Neves and the Chancellor's Scream, that is what I measure wild records with, because there has never been a wild record until then. And that's why I enjoyed listening to that after the 5-star president. And what am I
Perfect.
Talking about?
Just end the show already.
End the show, a letter from Tina.
You keep on
worrying me,
and soon I'll be gone.
You keep on
worrying me, and you'll be left alone.
I'm almost
crazy. Dear my man, I know you'll probably think silly of me for what I'm about to say, but this has been on my mind for quite some time. First, I want you to help me to understand the things you do that hurts me so. There should be no doubt whether or not I'll understand, because honey, I love you, and my love for you hides all faults. You see honey, at times I get the feeling that you don't care. And I believe I'm just another woman in your life. Then again, I feel that I'm all in this world that matters to you. Is it in my mind? If you would just tell me, I would understand. Because
okay,
I am
let's
yours.
Face it, it's actually crap. Let's go on with the other
no,
crap.
No, that one's even more crap.
Yes.
Okay. Well, now, let's play then.
What? No, it doesn't get worse than that.
Wait, then we should at least play something good and then end it with the bad.
What here. Is... what are you
here,
doing?
You can play that bad one later. I play the good one now. We're doing a double suicide here.
What? No, that's too good.
No, we have to do something good.
Okay. Here's this is pretty great. That's Louis Innes, who's always reliably funny.
It's not queued up. Yeah, there we go.
Suicide. I'll shoot myself, take poison, and I'll bid this world goodbye. But there's something always happens, no matter what I try. Now suicide is one way out, but I'm afraid I'd die. I've got the cutest girlfriend that you'd ever want to see, but she treats me like a dog, she's gonna be the death of me. The other night she stood me up, that really hurt my pride. I made my mind up then and there, that call for suicide. I wrote a note and said that I would not be coming back. I heard a train a-coming, so I laid down on the track. Now it would soon be over and I wouldn't feel no pain. The last trip I'd be taking, and you know I missed that train. Suicide. I'll shoot myself, take poison, and I'll bid this world goodbye. But something always happens, no matter what I try. Suicide is one way out, but I'm afraid I'd die. Went to a party, saw my gal, she's with another guy. Said to myself, there ain't no need for me to sit and cry. I'd drink a great big glass of poison and show that little mouse. I looked and looked, but I couldn't find a big glass in the house. My gal and I, we had a fight, I lost because she won. I went back to my lonely room and loaded up my gun. I aimed the barrel at my head, it was the softest spot. I pulled the trigger, but I missed three times, cause I'm the world's worst shot. Suicide. I'll shoot myself, take poison, and I'll bid this world goodbye. But something always happens, no matter what I try. Suicide is one way out, but I'm afraid I'd die.
If you are suicidal, then don't listen to the next record.
Said I face if love I try with you, my love. You, my love. But I try and prayed up to the stars above that you would treat me differently, that you would care for me, and if it would be suicide. I'd die so happily. Suicide. Suicide. I don't care, because I feel such love inside.
Suicide. Suicide. That is what they said I'd face if love I tried with you, my love. You, my love. But I tried and prayed up to the stars above
that you would treat me differently, that you would care for me, and if it would be suicide,
so happily.
Suicide. Suicide. I don't care, because I feel such love inside.
Suicide, my sweetheart. Suicide, they said to me. Well, I didn't believe them. I felt our love could win out. My sweetheart. Suicide.